glory to God forever. The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we find Him in that way? And it's through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the key. He is the key, the Holy Spirit. And He's all around us. He's everywhere. And here's the sign. If someone says, well, how do I know if I've met Him? Well, when someone meets the Holy Spirit, they'll never be the same. They'll fall in love with Jesus Christ, and so they will. There's many results. Like, they will have hunger for knowing God, and they will speak about Jesus. You know, not about other things. You know, that's the whole key. And I've said this before, but it's important to know. Most Christians and Catholics, they just have not gone deeper and met the Holy Spirit, and so they stay in that outer court. You know, there's three places in the tabernacle in the Old Testament, and there's Jesus talked about the three realms of prayer. Ask and you shall receive. That's the first realm. And that's where they stay. It's simply because they haven't met the Holy Spirit. When they do, they will naturally have hunger for the things of God and God and Jesus Christ, amen, and the Bible and all of that. And everything makes sense. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit, the precious Spirit of Jesus Christ. And so every day, our job, so to speak, is to walk with Him and seek Him. Love Him, you know, the first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything you have. How do we love someone? We give them ourselves. We serve Him. Amen. What a privilege. We walk in His ways. We learn from Him. Fear Him. Yes. We need to fear the Almighty God. And so it's very simple. It's not complicated. It's what we were born to do and meant to do. Thanks for listening. More, I want to say, recommended reading, Leviticus 14. The blood of Jesus Christ is such a key. And in Leviticus 14, the priest represents Jesus Christ. The leper is us. We were sinners. And it's this glorious teaching. I think I'm going to get into that in another teaching. But please read that over and over again and let the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. And there's glorious truth there. It's all about Jesus and His death and His resurrection. And you notice that the blood of Jesus is applied. And then the oil. When we get covered with the blood of Jesus, we should do that every day. Cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ. Then that's when the Holy Spirit can come. Amen. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. Amen. More soon.